With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is returning for a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Joan Baker plans to be there.
I found it was very important to be here again.
The campaign says Trump will be joined by Elon Musk, the first time the SpaceX and Tesla CEO has appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing the former president. Also joining Trump will be the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by gunfire at the July rally. Josh Fuller says he's attending all the way from California.
And to come back and finish that job and talk to the American people and kind of show that strength, that leadership that we need in the United States, I think it's breathtaking.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNnews.com, another record close set on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong report on the U.S. job market. S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Friday, getting closer to the all-time high it set on Monday. The Dow rose 341 points, that's about 0.8%, setting its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Companies that tend to benefit the most from an improving economy led the gains. That included smaller companies, banks, and cruise ship operators. Treasury yields soared in the bond market. The stronger-than-expected hiring data led traders to abandon bets that the Federal Reserve might make another jumbo-sized cut in interest rates at its next meeting. Seth Sutel, New York.
Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut into the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. The overnight blasts in Beirut's southern suburbs sent huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky. The union representing 45,000 striking dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports have reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The workers will resume immediately. This is SRN News. Most abortions are elective. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ulmer Münster in southern Germany is the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church reign began in 1890, but it's expected to end next year. That's when Spain's La Sagrada Familia Basilica's Tower of Jesus Christ is set to be completed. At an even eventual 565 feet high, the basilica will inch out the Münster by about 35 feet. This is SRN News. Settlement checks related to Norfolk Southern's disastrous 2023 derailment could be delayed.
The checks could be pushed back up to 2 years now because an appeal of a federal judge's decision to approve the $600 million deal has been filed. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed outrage online about the appeal because it will delay the payments they had been counting on to help them recover from the toxic train crash that disrupted their lives when it spewed hazardous chemicals into their community. Some had planned to use the money to relocate. John Scott reporting.
The International Association of Firefighters has declined to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris, meaning her trip to Michigan on Friday came without the national group's official backing. Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working-class voters in the closing weeks of the campaign. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.